So how are you this wonderful morning? We didn't wake you, did we?
No, he was awake. He just, like, picked up the phone right away.
Ooh. Well...
He's been awake since...
You know, when we got up. About 6:30 when Rob Bobinan knocked on my door.
And said, your show was supposed to be on a half hour ago.
It's been one of those mornings.
It's been a fun morning, though.
But I got to play The Cure on vinyl, so I'm happy.
Hee-hee.
There's a bonus to everything.
But it has been a fun morning.
It's a beautiful way to start the morning.
It's a Oasis beautiful and then day the Cure. In the neighborhood.
A beautiful day for a neighbor. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine?
I'm quite frightened.
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for you, Roger.
Oh, wait. He ended his night good last night, and why was this?
Oh, Matt just said, I watched MST3K last night. Now, what does that remind us of? That reminds us that the MST3K marathon is Saturday night, put on by Amanda and Tom himself.
Yay!
There's going to be food and Misty on a big screen TV in the little building dining hall.
She's lying. We don't have food. You gotta bring your own.
Oh, I'm lying?
Yeah, you gotta bring your own food.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was told that they're gonna try to get food. I guess they didn't, but that's okay. There's Misty on the big screen
Misty
TV.
Misty on big screen.
And if anybody else wants to join us, Sunday night we're going caroling with Patrick Swayze Christmas straight off Misty. And we're going to be touring the little building. So if anybody wants to join us singing Patrick Swayze Christmas, we have lyrics and somebody who knows the melody. So
And somebody. I like how we phrase that. And one of us knows the melody, and she'll try and teach it to the rest of us.
We do have food here.
Oh, that's right. We do have food. We have food in studio, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not in the studio.
It's not in the studio.
It's right outside the door, everybody who is in a managerial position.
We're not supposed to have food in here. That's why it's not actually in here. It's outside the door. There'll be no eating in studio. What?
You're right. Matt has it straight. There is no food in here.
There is no food in here. None at all. Let's repeat the obvious just a bit more. Hey, Claire.
What?
There's no food in here.
There's no food?
There's no food.
Who'd have thunk
I'm sorry, and there's no food. Yes, Bob?
I have a question.
Yes,
is there
Bob?
There's food in here.
Bob, as far as I know, there is no food in here.
That is a good thing.
Okay.
Although it's not a good thing, because I'm hungry.
Then
I
go
think
out in the hall and
the
eat
obvious
a donut.
Way too much now. Yes? Okay. Matt has asked me to pass him the chips, but I cannot because there's no food in here. There are donuts outside. If you step outside, then I'll pass you a donut. Bob, could you reach out and feed Matt outside the door? Apparently, he's moved from Wisconsin to outside the studio door here at WECB in Boston. That was quite a nice move, Matt. Are you blessed with Superman-like powers and you're on a cell phone, or...?
Yes, he is the man.
Matt is definitely the man.
Superman with a cell phone, what next? That was a beep.
That is.
You definitely should come to Boston. You know why? Because Thursday rocks. That's all that there is to it. And because the president of our college, she's a lush. That's one of the definite reasons to come here to Boston. Matt was discussing that he should convince his parents for him to move to Boston, and I'm just giving him wonderful reasons why. Can anyone else think of anything?
Because...
You have great public safety.
Great public safety.
I don't hear about public safety.
Public safety that doesn't show up.
Public safety
that busts
you.
You saw cops in Boston. Uh-oh.
Huh?
He saw a guy jump off the roof because his apartment was on fire.
What?
But it turned
he
out the guy was
his
beating
wife.
His wife.
Okay, so he
ran out of his room, went down a floor, broke into another building, assaulted a woman. When she threatened to call the police, he set her apartment on fire and then jumped out the window. Is that what it was? He jumped out the window to a lower roof and then to the ground. That's all in Boston.
People out there.
That's the
and
lovely
that's
city
Rob,
that we
Bob,
call
you're the weird
home.
People out there.
That's right. I am the weird person out there.
We get to live here every day. That's the bonus part. I mean, we see houses
Ian
burning,
Visa,
guys just going into random apartments and beating up people and then jumping from windows all the time. Common occurrence. I mean,
actually,
you look out.
Actually, that's what I did after my math comm class yesterday. Did you know that?
You randomly assaulted people?
Yes.
Oh.
And then I jumped out of a window.
Multi-buyer.
Yeah.
You randomly assaulted Anne last night?
I randomly assaulted Anne.
You almost got impaled,
and you know why?
I'm Claire the Impaler.
Because she's Claire because she's Claire who drives an Impala.
I drive an Impala.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Matt is getting ready to go to an orchestra rehearsal. He plays the trombone.
Are you saying that you need to leave us now?
Trombone.
Are you just Oops. Trying to get us off the phone?
Shoot.
Oh, okay.
Trombones rock.
He said we could talk to him all the way, like, up to the end of the block on the cordless phone as he's walking to school.
Yes, but then your phone would be off the hook all day long. Then your phone would be off the hook
all day long.
Once you left the area, your phone would therefore be off the hook. Oh, there you go.
He said it's a cordless, so he could just turn it off, but then it wouldn't charge, and he promised his sister he would let it charge, and she'd be bullshit.
Claire?
I know we're on the air.
Okay.
I chose that word just to see if anybody would notice.
We're
I thought
not
about it.
To swear.
I was going
to
say she was pissed off, but then I thought, let me try something.
What's that little red light?
Now what?
The red light blinks when it peeks out.
Okay.
The red light blinks when you've been bad. I'm sorry, Matt?
Well, it's not blinking enough, then.
You found two what? You found two Cornish hens, and where is this? You found two Cornish hens in your freezer. That's quite frightening. Now, why are these in your freezer? They're wrapped in plastic. 22 ounces. They like long walks on the beach, romantic dinners. I'm sorry?
With the occasional dip in a chlorinated pool.
I think that we've now confused, like, the few people out there, and they're just staring at their radios going, dude, what in the hell is going on?
But we have donuts sitting right outside the door.
But we have donuts sitting outside the door. There's no food in the studio.
Donuts.
Donuts.
Okay, there's a bucket of praline old-fashioned pecan ice cream.
Pecans are tasty. That's my contribution
to
the conversation.
I'm allergic to pecans.
I don't like pecans.
Hmm?
Pepperoni
what?
Pizza.
He has
pepperoni
pizza
is always tasty. Especially at, what is it, 7:45 in the morning?
Actually, it's 7:15 where he is.
Oh, it's 7:15 where you are? What?
Yeah. Breast fillets.
Hey.
I don't think we're allowed to say that.
No sexual harassment on the air, Claire. I'm very
Why
sensitive
not?
About
like,
my
I
breasts,
like,
Claire. Please like, don't make fun of them.
Tom, I'm your friend.
Will you be my neighbor? Oh,
yes.
Wait, we did that.
You have a friend?
We already did that.
You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. That's Miss Marquis, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom, Matt said he'd be your friend, but or your neighbor, but he can't because he lives in Wisconsin.
I'm sorry. Would you be my neighbor if I lived in Wisconsin? Okay.
Hey, yeah, sure.
Thanks, Matt. That means a lot to me. You know, I'm gonna hold you to that. You know, Matt, I'm gonna hold you to that promise. You know, one day I'm just gonna knock on your door out in Wisconsin, and just you're gonna have to be my neighbor. Either that, or you're gonna have to like put me up in the neighbor's house next door. Cause, yes, I might want to hear what. Okay, so let's go over the instructions one more time. All right.
If I'm ever making soup
and it's cream of chicken by Campbell's.
What?
Yeah. Slowly stir together. Okay, so one can of water with soup. Stir them together, not like a half a can or like 2.5 cans. One can. Okay. Okay. Oh, there's more stuff too. For richer soup, what do I have to do for this?
Cream.
Use milk.
Okay, for richer soup, use a can of milk or a half can of milk or a half can of water. But if you do it that, you have to make sure it's only a half can of milk and only a half can of water. Otherwise, you know, you're screwed.
So you can't, like, use a half can of milk just alone, and you can't use, like, a half can of water just alone? And if you're going to do the half can, you have to do a half can of milk and a half can of water?
What about, like, a quarter can of water and three quarters can of milk?
That'd be really rich soup.
I would throw off the entire space-time continuum and destroy everyone, Matt says.
This is really scary.
Space-time continuum?
Not again.
So,
we've got to get back to 1955!
1.21 gigawatts!
Okay, if anybody would like to call up and tell Matt Newland's parents why he should be allowed to come to Boston for spring vacation, please call us here and we'll like forward every single message to Matt Newland's house.
Matt, that would so rock if you came to Boston.
Matt's a really good guy.
You've definitely been one of the more entertaining people that I've spoken with here at Emerson.
He's already into theater. He's a techie and a performer, so, you know, you can always use those.
We got another one of them muffins on the phone.
Muffin. A muffin is a musical theater major. He said he's a member of the International Thespian Society. Wow. It is exciting.
Don't you guys march in parades?
I want to be...
Oh, no, wait. That's another society. You get running off to class now, young whippersnapper.
He will. Yes, sir.
It was... Roy Bob.
It's Rob Bob, but that's okay. Roy Bob, is that like Rob Roy?
All right, Matt, it was very nice talking with you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Matt Newland, everybody.
That was severely entertaining. You know, Rob Bob's new name is Ray Bob?
No,
it was... Because Matt couldn't figure out his name?
No, he said Roy Bob.
Oh, Roy Bob? Was it Roy Bob? Okay.
Because, you know, like Rob Bob, Rob Roy, and he said Roy Bob.
Roy Brown. Browning Roy. Corning and Brown.
You keep talking, Tom. I'm going to put on a CD.
Corning and Bio-Run. My name is Tom. I'm here on the radio for another... Ooh, it's making funky noises again. How long are we here for again? We're here until like 7 hours. We're here for another 7 hours, so I'm just stuck here with the mic. Once again, let me say hello to the wonderful people down in Emerson Public Safety who don't have a clue. They wouldn't send someone over to let us in because basically they're mean. They're evil. They wouldn't send someone over to let us in. They wouldn't drive us over this morning when it was 7 o'clock and it was still dark out, which is technically their job. So basically, they're just that public safety. They're just the devil incarnate. That's my opinion this morning.
Say true fact.
No, I'm Satan.
You know.
I'm Satan. I know that because my mom puts my name in my underwear.
And Rob Bob just left. She's the one that does that whole skit with her. Oh, I'm Anne. Hi.
Welcome, Anne.
Anne's going to introduce the next song for us.
Ooh, new experience. All right. We have coming up a song by Joel Solbuehl. It's not one of her more popular ones. It's called Karen by Night, and it's a really cool song.
So I'm going to play it.
Yeah, play it, baby.
Dude.